This is it.
What?
Luchini pouring from the sky. Let's get rich.
What?
The Gigi finds the sugar dance. Can't quit.
What?
Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit.
What?
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 Introducing Phantom of the Dark, walk through my heaven with levitation from reefers drenching deep as an E7, showboating with Rugas, flash vines, Belafonte Jigger, landscape for what this worth as we confiscate your figures.
Casanova Brown, levitating Jiki and Dashiki's the La Hada car, 54, chasing diamond runners headed Iceman, the big chiller diamond convention, Harlem Buck strut, freezing world heist, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly, let me in your house, a pleasure, from the knuckle swatch, shadow boxes catching black eye blue.
I play the thief, sensations at the Monte Gras, we screaming Chiba. Fulfilling pleasures in my castles, blow the smoke out. The Garza Vega substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The load don't stop, give me shouts, it's the season. Sauteas, souffleas for swerving no corners. We magnets to moolah, living with Charlie's Angels on us. No smiling, we're sliding. That gets you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night special, better take it light. You Jaja, you're El Capitan. Quest to the coast, the Key Largo, wire the chain gang. Keep your ears out for Roy Ayers, sip the fountain blue, house of bamboo, paradise.
This is it,
what?
Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich,
what?
The Gigi finds the sugar dimes, can't quit,
what?
Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit,
what?
This is it,
what?
This is it,
what?
Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich,
what?
The Gigi finds the sugar dimes, can't quit,
what?
Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit,
what?
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 Fallen sparrows, courtesies of Black Caesar, the convincer, silky days, satin nights, taking flight, Dino going, sweet sensation, Spanish flying with the lady Scarface, bottoms up, sunshine, love potion number
nine. And we hailing from the magic city, transcending sweeter on your aura, Fonchini in London, relaxation in Bora Bora, got notion to bring it, sing it, never been my function, stoning, robbing, we heisting merchandise and gunning, love it, leave it, but bless the war chief for his bison, get it, got it, the Lord will forever be nice and.
Yeah, the sunny Chiba, he be sippin' on Moretta. The Geechee Gracious, he be sippin' on Moretta. We float the tri-state, draped in the satin vines. This coolie hijack pack from the sugar shack. Then what we do after we sip the Moretta? We start the Harlem River quiver, dig it, sweet daddy. Sharpen the crimson blade, high Sierra serenade. Anatomy for seduction, be this ebony junction.
As we exit the place with grace, drizzly Moretta, the bursting of clouds, it pours. Everything seems better on flats with love. We move only in the mist. It's slow, it's life, and we can't get enough of this.
This is it,
what?
Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich,
what?
The Gigi finds the sugar dimes, can't quit,
what?
Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit,
what?
This is it,
what?
This is it,
what?
Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich,
what?
The Gigi finds the sugar dimes, can't quit,
what?
Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit,
what?
This is it,
what?
This is
it, boy. But he be sipping on Moretta. The Geechee Gracious, he be sipping on Moretta. The Joe Chink, he be sipping on Moretta. The Chiquita Yeah, he be sipping on Moretta. We got Asti Fumanti on Moretta. And then my man Ill Will sip on Moretta.
Yo, yo. I fuck with that song so goddamn heavy. I play it like every day. Anyway. Welcome to another episode of the Reckless Effect Podcast. This is your boy, Reckless in the building. How y'all feeling out there? Oh man, it's been a crazy week. Just watched The Avengers the other day. Fuck, that was a good movie. Like, I was not expecting to cry as much as I did. But anyway, really good fucking movie. If you haven't seen it yet, what are you waiting for? Get your ass up and go see it. Anyway, so this is the continuation of my top 100 hip-hop albums. And just to give you guys a recap of last week's list, at 100, I had Two Shorts, Born to Mac. 99 was Pharoah Munch's Desire. 98, Juvenile, 400 Degrees. 97, Slum Village, Fantastic Volume 2. Reflection Eternal Train of Thought was at 96. Scarface's The Fix is at 95. Busta Rhymes, When Disaster Strikes at 94. Exhibit, Restless at 93. 92 was The Roots, Things Fall Apart. And 91 was Tupac's classic, All Eyes on Me. I gotta tell you, I actually did get some emails about it and people were like hot over this. Like, why would I have Tupac at 91? So damn low. And what I'm starting to realize is that people were only looking at the name instead of the body of work. And you got to look at the whole thing to be able to understand why I put this album at 91 rather than just all of Tupac's work is going to be up top. We all know that Tupac was dope, but it's okay to say that some albums were not better than this, or these are completely way much better than that album. You know what I'm saying? So just take this and realize that this is my list, and I'm comparing all of these albums in the entire history, because that would take too goddamn long for me. But these albums are heavily influential on hip-hop itself. They are like the foundation and the bricks, and they're just building and continuing on. And throughout all of these albums, you'll see like different variations of style, of subgenres within hip-hop and stuff like that. So it's just a lot of work, a lot of great work. And it doesn't mean that I don't think Tupac's All Eyes on Me is bad or hella good, because every album on this list is great. I just felt like this wasn't the All Eyes on Me, though it was his last work before he died, was not his best, even though it was amazing, an amazing album. So I still stand by my decision, and if anybody can really give me a reason why that album should be ranked higher, I'm all ears. But all I heard was, how can you do that to Tupac? It's like, what are you talking about? But I did get a lot of shit for Juvenile, and people were trying to say Juvenile is not the... Now, Juvenile's album, 5 million copies sold worldwide, and it being the most successful. You have to, when someone says, oh, you're completely tripping, and what about Drake and Lil Wayne? Yeah, their albums did sell well, but it didn't outsell 400 Degrees. The Carter 3 actually just finally broke that record, but it was all because of streaming that it slowed. And Drake's albums, they stream a lot better than people doing digital downloads. Like I said on a previous episode, it takes 2 billion streams for an album to be certified platinum. 2 billion. Can you imagine like listening to just this one album over and over and over just on streams? Like you, the individual, your streams, you would have to listen to it 1,500 times in order for it to count as one album sale. So, you know what I mean? Anyway, let's just get this shit going. So I hope you guys are actually going to be like into this list, because this one, I feel like solid. I think it's solid. Anyway, kicking off this list, at number 90 is the second album of arguably the best MC this culture has ever seen. Oh, I hope you know where I'm going with this. The second album, and it's celebrating its 20th anniversary this week. Eminem's Slim Shady LP. Now I know the debate over the past year has been, is he the GOAT? The answer is simple, yes. But let's hold off on that conversation for another day. When this album hit the streets, it flew off the shelf. It sold 280,000 copies in its first week. It went on to sell 18 million copies worldwide. This album was filled with powerful lyrics, incredible imagery, and the storytelling so descriptive, so vivid, you felt like you were there with him. You felt his energy, his pain, his truth. My Name Is was the first single off the album, and to say it was controversial would be an understatement. Introduced the world to his alter ego, Slim Shady. Fueled by anger, frustration, loss, pain, and being a single father, Slim Shady didn't hold back. He let you into his world and blurred lines between reality and fiction. With Dr. Dre holding it down on the beats, Eminem couldn't lose. Songs like 97 Bonnie and Clyde, where Eminem talked about disposing the body of his ex, Kim, while taking his daughter out on a car ride. Guilty Conscience, which referenced the time Dr. Dre allegedly assaulted Dee Barnes. And funny story about it, Eminem wrote the verse and then played it for Dr. Dre, and he didn't know how he was going to feel about it. He thought that he was definitely going to get punched in the face or something. Dr. Dre came out of his seat laughing his ass off, and he said, yeah, I'm down, let's do it. The album was incredible, even the cartoonish depiction of violence. Love this album, and I'm sure you do too. And just to give you just a little clip of it, here's Guilty Conscience, Eminem, Dr. Dre.
Meet Eddie, 23 years old. Fed up with life and the way things are going, he decides to rob a liquor store. But on his way in, he has a sudden change of heart, and suddenly, his conscience comes into play.
All right, stop. Now before you walk in the door of this liquor store and try to get money out the drawer, you better think of the consequence.
Well, who are you?
I'm your motherfucking conscience.
That's nonsense. Go in, gap all the money and run to one of your aunt's cribs and borrow a damn dress, the bun of a brown wig. Tell her you need a place to stay. You'll be safe for days if you shave your legs with Renee's razor blades.
Yeah, but if it all goes through like it's supposed to, the whole neighborhood knows you and they'll expose you. Think about it before you walk in the door first. Look at the store clerk, she's older than George Burns.
Fuck that, do that shit, shoot that bitch. Can you afford to blow this shit? Are you that rich? Why you give a fuck if she dies? Are you that bitch? Do you really think she gets the fuck if you have kids?
Man, don't do it, it's not worth it to risk it.
Right.
Not over this shit.
Stop.
Drop the biscuit. Don't even listen to Slim, yo, he's bad for you.
You know what, Dre? I don't like your attitude.
Classic. Fucking love that joint. Actually, I love that whole album. What's crazy is that my favorite track on the album is one that, like, a lot of people don't really listen to, but My Fault, where he's telling a story about taking a girl out and gives her some mushrooms and she gets high off her ass and dies. Fucking love that. I love that song. It's incredibly stupid and childish behavior, but it's fucking hilarious, and I love that song. So, moving on. Just to get a rep. Step in the Arena, Lovesick, As I Read My Essay. Classic tracks from an incredible album by one of the best groups in hip-hop. This album has all you need: strong lyrics, multisyllabic rhymes with an impressive flow, and the incredible beat selection by legendary producer slash DJ. This group is extremely talented and has a legacy that stands the test of time, so much so that the song titles of their work were the titles to episodes of Luke Cage. I feel like you know where I'm going with this. Although one member of this group has passed away in April 2010, man, it's still hella sad, I can't believe that. His influence on hip-hop and its culture will be felt for many generations. The group at 89, Gangstar. The album, Step in the Arena. Guru was absolutely focused on this album. After the success of the first album, the group really wanted to make an impact with this one. The album stands alone on a musical level and remains true to hip-hop's underground heritage. Don't believe me? Well, you should. I'm pretty sure you do, but I just had to ask the rhetorical question. Anyway, here's my favorite joint off of the album, Step in the Arena.
Once you step in the arena, cheetah, you're gonna be amazed when you gaze at the armor on this leader, fully clad and glad to fight a cause I won't pause. Fear is a joke, slow poke, I'm like claws that'll rip, cause your gift is merely flesh, superficial, and I wish you would give it a rest. But if you don't, I'll unsheath my Excalibur like a noble knight, so meet your challenger, a true hero, while you're a true zero, getting beat to a pulp so that you can't run for help. I heard a gulp in your throat, cause you hope that I'll be merciful, but poop at the major strut as I rehearse a few battle drills, and watch your bladder spill, yellow fluid. Check how I mellowly do it, face to feet to this beat, you can tell I'm into it, as I'm pulling out my lance to hear you in advance to the winner's throne, cause I own you once you step in the arena.
Yeah, you know what, don't worry, I'm gonna let this rock.
In the arena, or rather Coliseum, with people gathering by multitudes to see one perpetrator fall to the dust after the other, quickly disposed of at the hand of a known brother, born with the art in his heart that is Spartacus, and one-to-one combat jack, just the thought of this matchup makes Gangstar want to snatch up one or two phrases from the new book with new pages of rhymes that are built like a chariot, dope vocals carry it to the battle, said if a beat was a princess, I would marry it, but now I must bow to the crowd as I stand proud, victorious, glorious. Understand now, cause battles and wars and much fights I have been through, one MC got beheaded, and you can too, forget it, cause you'd rather be just a spectator or onlooker, afraid you may get slayed or struck by a blow from a mighty gladiator. I bet you that later you might be sad that you played yourself, cause you stepped up, chest puffed out, and in just one lyric, you got snuffed out, cause rhyming is serious. I'm strong, I'm like Hercules. You'll get hurt with these lines, close the curtains, please. The suckers can jet, cause I wreck once you step in the arena.
Step inside my arena. Step inside my arena. Step
a forum. Weak MCs, I will floor them. Causing mayhem, I'll slay them, and the blood will be pouring. Furthermore, I implore that as a soldier of war, I go in only to win and be the holder of more trophies, titles, and triumphs, cause I dump all the sly jumps. Never choosing to lose my spot, not once. For the mere idea of an opponent that I fear is foolish utterly. I mean, what nut it be? Frying a toy with a destroyer of many? You skidded your pants cause you can't think of any foe that can step to this concept. So you better sit against citizen. Weak MCs, I get rid of them. Watch the way they get distraught when they get caught in the worst positions, cause they didn't listen and tried going up against a hungry killer who's itching to maim and murder those who claim that they were the toughest ones. They get done once they step in the arena.
That song is a whole fucking vibe and mood. I love that damn song. And one of my favorite songs is Soliloquy Chaos. It's not off the album, but still one of my favorite joints. I fuck with that hella heavy. Anyway, let's get back to the list. Released in 1992 in the height of West Coast gangster rap era, this album was absolutely refreshing due to its lighthearted humor, jazzy production, and playful energy. This group helped establish a new sound on the West Coast and ushered in artists like Hieroglyphics, The Coop, and Jurassic 5. Despite the fact that this group is mentioned in conversations of the best groups in hip-hop, the album actually didn't sell well. Initially. Being certified gold, 4 years after its initial release. That's crazy. Next album on this list is Bizarre Ride to the Far Side by The Far Side. The second single off the album really propelled the group into the limelight. Even Kanye West named this album his favorite album of all time. This whole album was fun, it was smooth, it was extremely chill. Really one of my favorite albums. A couple years back, about 7-8 years, I was just in the gym, the lights were off, don't ask why, but they were. And I was just sitting there and I was trying to choreograph, trying to come up with this piece, and I'm just playing shuffle, and then this song comes on, and for some reason I just had choreography right there. Like, the song always gets me there. It just always like works, and it always helps me focus. This album helped me focus, but this song in particular, Passing Me By, I saw myself, I imagined myself in this. It was just easy to see, easy to feel. So I hope you guys feel it too. And let's take a listen to Passing Me By for a second. You know you're digging that. Pretty sure someone's getting irritated, like, come on, just let it rock. I gotta keep this shit going. Anyway, next album on the list comes from one of the most intense rappers ever. I was trying to think of like the right word to describe him. I wanted one word, and intense was pretty damn good. His lyrics contain a lot of dark imagery with a touch of the light. This album features his most successful single to date, and the album also gave him his third consecutive number one album, the first hip-hop artist to do so. And then there was X, sold 700,000 copies in its first week and went 5 times platinum. underneath all the schizophrenic flows, DMX drops a heavy mix of age-old wisdom with street knowledge, with Nokio from Drew Hill, Irv Gotti, and Swiss Beats helping out on the beats. DMX creates an intense, dramatic, and incredible pictures. With Party Up leading the way, this album has it all for your listening pleasure. Heavy beats complemented by eloquent wordplay. And of course that prayer at the end. I mean, come on. Then There Was X is exactly what hip-hop needed and no one even asked for. And what I mean by that is, even though DMX already dropped two amazing albums prior, we were in a weird state where we wanted to party and to chill, but we also wanted to be hard, you know? And then he drops this album, and it's like, well, shit, I could still be hard. And you'd be a fool not to get up and want to dance to Party Up. You didn't want to just sit around and chill when What's My Name was dropping. And then What These Bitches Want From A Nigga, oh, every motherfucker I knew was like, yeah, yeah. That was like the anthem that dudes would rock in their headphones when they're walking down the street and they see a bunch of girls and they just want to look cool. No, that was just me? Yeah, that was just me. Okay. Anyway, so here is What's My Name.
This is the fucking shit I be talking about. Yeah. Half rapping ass motherfuckers. Shit. You think it's a game? You think it's a fucking game? Come on!
Give it to you because I know you want to hear it because I do too. Here we go.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. What these bitches want from a nigga?
And I'll let this one rock for a minute. I'll let it rock.
What these bitches want from a nigga? What these bitches want from a nigga?
What's fucked up is that I know everybody tried to use that deep voice.
Ew! Dog, I meet bitches, discreet bitches, street bitches, slash, Cocoa Puff, sweet bitches, make you wanna eat bitches, but not me. Y'all niggas eat off the plate all you want, but not D. I fucks with these hoes from a distance. The instant they start to catch feelings, I start to steal in they shit. Then I'm out just like a thief in the night. I sink my teeth in the bite. You thinking life, I'm thinking more like, what's up tonight? Come on, ma, you know I got a wife. And even though that pussy tight, I'm not gonna jeopardize my life. So what is it you want from a nigga? I gave you, you gave me. Bitch, I blazed you, you blazed me. Nothing more, nothing less. But you at my door, willing to confess that it's the best you ever tested. Right. Better than all the rest. I'm like, all right, girlfriend, hold up. I gave you what you gave me, boo. Enough.
What you want from a nigga?
What these bitches want from a nigga?
Tell me what you want from me.
There was Brenda, Leticia, Linda, Felicia, Dawn, LaShawn, Inez, and Alicia, Teresa, Monica, Sharon, Nikki, Lisa, Veronica, Karen, Vicky, Cookies. Oh, I met her in an ice cream parlor. Tanya, Diane, Lori, and Carla, Marina, Selena, Katrina, Sabrina, about three Kims, Latoya, and Tina, Shelly, Bridget, Kathy, Rashida, Kelly, Nicole, Angel, Juanita, Stacy, Tracy, Rhonda and Rhonda, Donna, Yolanda, Tawana, and Wanda. We're all treated fairly, but yet still. But this is all some other shit, now that I'm fucking with you, hell. But I'ma keep it real. What the fuck you want from a nigga? What the fuck you want from a nigga?
Still wild to me that this motherfucker just spit basically a whole verse just spitting chicks' names. Like, the fuck? Who does that shit? DMX does. That's who. Alright, so let's get back to it. So this next artist that's on this list. 30 years ago, in a male-dominated genre, coming straight out of the planet of Brooklyn, MC Light came out swinging with her debut album, Light as a Rock. This MC was one of those masters, that you knew could hang with anyone in her field. Incredible lyricism, no need to be provocative, she just had bars. Tracks like 10% Diss showed how powerful a woman's perspective and voice can be. Like Fine Wine, this album has aged so well. Classic album, classy MC, the queen of MCs. This is MC Light.
Say you love me, it doesn't matter, it goes into my head as just chit chatter. You may think it's egotistical or just worry free, but what you say, I take none of it seriously. And even if I did, I wouldn't tell you so. I'd let you pretend to read me and then you'd know, cause I hate when one attempts to analyze. Fact, I despise those who even try to look into my eyes to see what I am thinking. That dream is over, your yacht is sinking. I tell all of you like I told all of them, what you say to me is just paper thin. To try to play a man out, I take the money and again then break the hell out. No, that's not my strategy, not the game I play. I admit I play a game, but it's not done that way. Truly, when I get involved, I give it my heart. I mean, my mama sold my body, I mean every part. But if it doesn't work out, yo, it just doesn't. It wasn't meant to be, you know, it just wasn't. So I treat all of you like I treat all of them, and what you say to me is still paper thin. In one ear and right out the other, hurdles mumble jumble. Lover, I don't pay attention, I don't concentrate. You ain't got the bait that it takes to hook this. Sucker, you missed. I put feelings aside. I know who I am. My name is Light. Is your name Sam? Cause if it is, step off, grab your coat and get lost. Wrap your scarf around your throat and go back and catch the boat and hit the road, Sam. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Sam. Don't you come back no more. So now I take precautions when choosing my mate. I do not touch until the third or fourth date. Then maybe we'll kiss on the fifth or sixth time that we meet. Cause a day without a kiss is so incomplete. And then maybe I let you play with my feet. You can suck the big toe and play with the middle. It's so simple, unlike a riddle. It's as easy as counting a one, two, three. In other terms, letters L-Y-T-E. I'll tell you, 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 and all of you in the back and in the middle, in the front, yo. That's it, paper thin, word up. So like, checking out. Yo, like, checking out. Dedication to my DJ K-Rock and the place to be.
Honestly, how can no one have MC Light on their list? I mean, come on, let's just be real. And in a field where men were talking about women, you know, here she comes and is able to talk about men. I mean, come on. Anyway, even though there was Roxanne Shanté. Yeah. Even her first album wasn't even that great, or her second, or anything after that. But anyway, oh man, I'm probably going to get shit for that. But anyway, I don't care. This album coming in at 85 marked the beginning of the Native Tongues Collective, which featured artists like De La Soul, A Tribe Called Quest, and Black Sheep. Straight out of the jungle by the Jungle Brothers. This album got a 5-star rating, 5 mics from the source, and it was well deserved. With the single I'll House You dropping, it was the first non-Chicago hip house record to be a club hit. drastically changing how hip-hop and dance music industries work. Giving you that classic b-boy break and rhythms, this album has stood the test of time as one of the best dance club albums. Personal favorite record, damn, I can't even talk right now, to rock to is Sounds of the Safari. That beat is crazy, and it always makes me want to get on the floor. Always makes me want to dance. I don't know about y'all, but shit, it did for me. Anyway, off of the album, actually, I don't even want to get into that song because, yeah, why not? So let's go into Because I Got It Like That.
Because I got it like that. Uh-huh. Because I got it like that. Uh-huh. Because I got it like that.
Like how?
Like that.
Ooh. Dancing on the dance floor. Girl, it's you that I adore. Step on stage, you scream for more. Africa got rhymes galore. Snap my fingers, make your mind. If not, I'll snap a second. I guarantee you will be standing next to me. Ooh. Left or right side, take your pick. But girl, you got to make it quick. Ooh. Baby, 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 I know I drive you crazy.
MCs know me as my chick. Girls, hold on to me tightly. Ooh. Warm personality, that's why they get close to me. Ooh. Try their best to drive me while say they want to bear my child. Ooh. I go away, they say come back.
Why?
Why? Because I got it like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because I got it like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because I got it like that.
Uh-huh.
Because I got it like that.
Like how?
Like that.
No problem.
Why?
Because I got it like that. A baby bear beat and an African rap. A partner by my side, Sammy B is on the cut. Your DJ chillin' show, but hey, so what?
All right, you know what? I will get into it because I fucking love this song. I'm gonna get on to Sounds of the Safari because that's my shit. Sounds of the Safari.
The Jungle Brothers,
mother.
I know I just unlocked the inner b-boy out of a lot of you guys right now just with that. I really want to rock, but I'm retired, so whatever. Anyway, now coming in at 84 is truly a classic. The album that spawned a word to describe an overly obsessed fan, or a stan. Eminem's Marshall Mathers LP sold over 1.78 million copies in its first week. Fastest selling album by any solo artist in American music history. The album is certified diamond. Diamond. The album is so good, he made a sequel 13 years later with a response to Stan. And if you guys haven't heard it, you should. Remember when Marshall Mathers LP 2 came out, people kind of was like, oh, well, it's not as good, like, whatever. But I'm like, if you really listened to it and sat down and listened to the album, you would hear how masterful it is. Having responses and different takes and recognizing Marshall Mathers today, looking back. It was beautiful and amazing. I love that album. And Bad Guy, the first track on that, was incredible. Incredible. Having Stan's younger brother come back for revenge on Eminem because of what he felt like he did to his brother. It's masterful. It's beautiful. It's why he's one of the best MCs. If not the greatest. The album was loved by all and hated by many, but united, everyone felt that Stan was the standout track. He beautifully painted the picture of an obsessed fan who took his lyrics to heart and took his life and the life of his pregnant fiance. In the end, he recognizes the power of his words and his fame. It's such an incredible work. That reflection, that thought of recognizing just how powerful you are because of your position in music, or your position, period. The album itself is filled with eccentric rhymes, complex rhyme schemes, and beats that we can never forget, including that Dr. Dre drum beat on Bitch Please 2. Never forget the powerful song, Kim, the way he laid out all of his pain, his deep-seated resentment of the woman he once loved, who cheated on him and lied to his face, the way he tore into her and made it relatable to a lot of men who were put in that position. I'm not condoning the actions depicted in the tale, but I can understand. A lot of men were supposed to be tough, hard, and then when we're actually going through pain, don't know how to just vocalize our feelings, speak on our issues. We just yell, get angry, and we imagine things that we would want to do to this person who caused us this pain. Eminem was that outlet. He was able to voice all the things that we were thinking and feeling, but we could never say out loud. He said it, and he said it, and it came from a place of vulnerability. So even though he's completely changed and looks back on those songs, and he even tells his daughter, or told his daughter when she got older, like, that's how I felt, but it was not something that I would ever do. I think that we can really relate and understand, and all the songs on this album, we can all see ourselves in a lot of them. Maybe not Ken Kniff, but still, you know what I mean? Anyway, I wasn't going to play Kim because that'd be ridiculous. I'm not going to play Stan, but I am going to play Bitch Please.
No, he didn't. They didn't do it again.
What?
You shit on these niggas two times, Dr. Dre?
Oh, for sure.
Nah.
You smell that?
This is special right here.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Toast to the boogie, baby. To the boogie, boogie, boogie.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's cracking, Dre?
Just let me lay back and kick some old simplistic pimp shit on Slim shit. Start rides like Limp Bizkit. Stone guilty conscience at concerts and watch mosh pits. Some motherfuckers knock each other unconscious. Some of these crowds that Slim draws as rowdy as Crenshaw Boulevard when it's packed and full of cars. Some of these crowds me and Snoop draw is niggas from Crenshaw, from Long Beach to South Central. Not these niggas again, these grown ass ignorant men with hair triggers again. You and what army could harm me? D.R.E. and Shady with Doggy from Long Beach. They came a long way to making these songs play. It'll be a wrong move to stare me the wrong way. I got a long ooze and I carry it all day. Sometimes it's like a nightmare just being Andre. But I
somehow, some way.
Hello,
nigga. You know about Doggy. Now let me cut these niggas up and show them where the fuck I'm coming from. I get the party cracking from the shit that I be spitting, son. Hit and run, get it done. Get the fun, split and run. Got about 50 guns. And I love all of them. Same, bang, bang. Damn, baby girl, what's your name? I forgot what you say it was. Damn, a nigga buzz. Hanging in the club with my nephew Eminem. What up, cuz? The great white American hope. Then hooked up with the king of the motherfucking West Coast, baby.
And you don't really wanna fuck with me. Only nigga that I trust is me. Fuck around and make me bust.
The devil, they always want to change.
I'm the head nigga in charge. I'm watching you move. You found dead in your garage with 10 o'clock news coverage. Gotta love it cause I exposed the facade. Your little lungs is too small to hotbox with God. All jokes aside, side, come bounce with us. Standing over you with a 12 gauge, about to bust. It's like ashes to ashes and dust to dust. I might leave in the body bag, but never in cuffs. So who do you trust? They just not rugged enough. When things get rough, I'm in the club shooting with public. Bitch, please, you must have a mental disease. Assume the position and get back down on your knees. Come on.
And you don't really wanna fuck with me. Only nigga that I trust is me. Fuck around and make me bust.
The devil, they always want a change.
And you don't really want to fuck with me. Only nigga that I trust is me. Fuck around and make me bust, this he.
The devil, they always want a change.
Oh no, big slim dog, 80 pound ball, thick 6 inch long. Back up in the, he's it baby, he's shaded.
He's so crazy.
Give me the mic, let me recite to Timothy White. He gets outside, the Interscope offices every night. What if he's right? I'm just a criminal, making a living off of the world's misery. What in the world gives me the right to say what I like and walk around flipping the bird? Living the urban life like a white kid from the burbs. Dreaming at night and screaming at mom, scheming to leave. Run away from home and grow to be as evil as me. I just want you all to notice me and people to see that somewhere deep down is a decent human being in me. It just can't be found. So the reason you've been seeing this me is cause this is me now. The recent dude is being this mean. So when you see me dressing up like a nerd on TV or heard the CD using the fag word so freely, it's just me being me. Here, want me to tone it down? Suck my fucking dick, you faggot. You happy now? Look here. I start some trouble everywhere that I go. Ask the bouncers in the club cause they know. I start some shit, they throw me out the back door. Come back and shoot the club up with a fofo.
I remember being in middle school. God damn, I feel old. And I was playing that song and I was just rapping the lyrics, and then this teacher comes up, taps me on the shoulder and was like, "You know you can't say that, right?" And I was like, "What?" Took me to the office and like broke down why I shouldn't repeat those lyrics or say anything like that, and then was like, we should get Eminem barred from school so nobody can listen. Actually, you shouldn't even have a CD player. And it was just like, fucking like, yo, calm down, yo. But, yeah, whatever. What did I know? I was just a kid. Anyway, that album is fantastic. So, next on the list, coming in at number 83, from Detroit all the way to Compton now. Since, you know, Eminem's from Detroit and coming to Compton now. So, whatever. 83. This next album was one that made Kendrick Lamar a household name. Good Kid, Mad City depicted what life was like through the eyes of his adolescence. The acronym for MAD was both My Angry Adolescence Divided and My Angels on Angel Dust. Just in case you didn't know, I mean, whatever. The album has a low-key downbeat production. Why? I can't read right now. I'm just, I typed all this shit out hoping that it would go easier, but, you know, whatever. Anyway, let me start that over. The album has a low-key downbeat production with atmospheric beats and subtle indistinctive hooks. That contemporary hip-hop sound, if it will. It reminds me of Outkast's Sequimini. It's grown music with traces of hood knowledge. The album tackles economic disenfranchisement, gang violence, women, while deep diving into the residual effects on individuals and families. Its non-linear narrative helped create content that would later be recognized by older artists and hip-hop heads as hope. Hope that these tales can be told in hip-hop and allow the world to see outside the money, clothes, and hoes, and focus on real-life issues that all in black community face. Powerful records like Poetic Justice, Hitting the Streets, it allows us all to vibe, chill, reflect. And with that said, it's Poetic Justice.
Man, I swear that she can get it. Say if you a bad bitch, put your hands up high. Hands up high, hands up high. Tell them that lights down right now. Put me in the mood. I'm talking about dark moon perfume. Go, go.
I recognize your fragrance, hold up, you ain't never gotta say shit, and I know your taste this a little bit, high maintenance, everybody else basic, you live life on an everyday basis, with poetic justice, if I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to you when you're in the mood for empathy. It's blood in my pen. Better yet, with your friends and them. I really wanna know you all. I really wanna show you off. Fuck that, pour up plenty of champagne. Cold nights when you curse this name. You called up your girlfriends and y'all curled in that little bitty range. I heard that she wanna go and party. She wanna go and party. Nigga, don't approach her with that Atari. Nigga, that ain't good game, homie, sorry. They say conversation rule a nation. I can tell, but I could never write my wrongs lest I write it down for real. P.S. You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright. You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright.
That song is still hella deep, hella good. So moving on, how you guys feeling with this list so far? Yeah, I know, you guys are feeling it. Anyway, so the next one on the list, Mobb Deep, is known by even the casual fan of hip-hop. The second album they dropped after the first one was a commercial flop is a fucking classic. This album is a fucking classic. The Infamous is widely considered as a contributing factor to the East Coast Renaissance, prioritizing complex lyrics for attentive listening rather than beats for dancing. This album featured legends Q-Tip, Ghostface Killah, Nas, and Raekwon the Chef. Not to mention this album is the hood classic, or not to mention the album has the hood classic, Shook Ones Part 2, a song told from the perspective of inner city youths engaged in territorial warfare and struggling for financial gain. This album's production was part of the change in New York hip-hop from upbeat and jazz-influenced to raw, gritty beats. The style of production often characterized by dissonant minor key samples and heavy filtered bass lines became a hallmark of the mid-1990s New York rap. We've seen a lot of rappers come out like Nas and Big to utilize that same type of production to be able to tell stories so you can actually hear what they're saying, feel what they feel, and understand, relate in a sense. And of course, I wasn't going to play really anything else off this album except Shook Ones.
Hold up, son. Word. Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers. For real, because who ain't got no feelings. Feelings.
Just watch my back, I got your front.
Check it out now. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the Infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. The mob comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for theyself in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my team, and I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. Your crew is featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Another nigga deceased, another story gets told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done sparked the Philly. So I could get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know, go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Son, they shook. Cause ain't no such things as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. Cause ain't no such things as halfway crooks.
Scared to death and scared to look.
Living the life that of diamonds and guns. There's numerous
some get shot, locked down, and turned nuns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones.
Shook ones.
He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one.
For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. It was so
much to get. All right. All right. All right. All right. And here we are to the last one on my list for this week. And just to recap, at number 90, I have Eminem Slim Shady LP. 89, Gangstar, Step in the Arena. Far Side, Bizarre 2, The Far Side. DMX, and then there was X. MC Light, Light as a Rock. Coming in at 85, Jungle Brothers, Straight Out of the Jungle. 84, Eminem's Marshall Mathers LP. 83, Kendrick Lamar, Good Kid, Mad City. 82, Mobb Deep, The Infamous. Now, 81, here we go. Chicago had plenty of hip-hop artists come out and rip the mic, but none of them were bona fide stars like Kanye West. And The College Dropout is hailed as one of the best albums to drop in the early 2000s, if not the best album, period. He already had acclaim for his work with Jay-Z, Talib Kweli, Common, just to name a few, but this album cemented him as an important voice in hip-hop. In his first week, it sold 441,000 copies. When an accident rendered him with a broken jaw and nearly dead, he decided to put it on wax and drop the classic record Through the Wire. All Falls Down followed with the powerful sample from Lauryn Hill's Mystery of Inequity. And who can forget Jesus Walks? I mean, come on. Considered as one of the greatest songs of all time and even winning him a Grammy. The first conceptual verse is told through the eyes of a drug dealer contemplating his relationship with God. He was also very critical on how the media seems to shy away from songs that address matters of faith while sensationalizing violence, sex, and drugs. So here go my single, dog. Radio needs this. They say you can rap about anything except for Jesus. It means guns, sex, lies, videotapes. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played. For me, my favorite track on the album is the most important, the most beautiful, and the most powerful. Never Let Me Down showed me just how important Kanye is to the culture. On the verse, he teams with Jay-Z and the amazing poet Jay Ivey. Verses influenced by Jay-Z wanting to maintain status and power, even with his chart success. Kanye speaking on his near-death experience. Jay Ivey, offering beautiful lyrics of upliftment. Hip-hop is my church, and this song was my favorite hymn. Echoing off the fucking walls, vibrating into these ears and touching my soul. Breathing in new life and new focus, clarity. I want you guys to feel that with me. So, I'm going to close out this episode with this joint, and I hope you guys enjoy it. It didn't start like how it was supposed to. All right.
Oh, baby!
Turn it off.
That's right. It's what I do. Come on.
One thing I found.
Uh-huh.
One thing I found. Oh, no, you never let
no,
me down.
I ain't never let you down.
Get up, I get. Get up, I get. Get up, I get. Yeah.
First I snatched the streets, then I snatched the charts. First I had they ear, now I have they heart. Rappers came and went, I've been here from the start. I seen them put it together, watch them take it apart. Seen the rovers roll up with ribbons. I seen them repo, resold, and redriven. So when I reload, he holds number one positions. When you hot, I'm hot. And when your feet cold, mine's a sizzling. It's plain to see. Niggas can't fuck with me, cause I'ma be that nigga for life. This is not an image.
This is God-given. This is hard living mixed with crystal sipping. It's the most consistent home. Give you the most hits. You can fit inside a whole distance. Nigga, I'm home on these charts. Y'all niggas visiting. This whole tradition. Jeff Gore in the rap. I'm back to claim pole position. Holla at your boy.
Get up, I get. Get up, I get. Get up, I get. Get up, I get. Down for my grandfather who took my mama, made her sit in that seat where white folks ain't want us to eat. At the tender age of 6, she was arrested for the sit-ins. And with that in my blood, I was born to be different. Now niggas can't make it to ballots to choose leadership, but we can make it to Jacobs or to the dealership. That's why I hear new music and I just don't be feeling it. Racism still alive, they just be concealing it. But I know they don't want me in a damn club. They even make me show ID to get inside a Sam's Club. I done did dirt and went to church to get my hands scrubbed. Swear I've been baptized each 3 or 4 times. But in the land where niggas praise you kinds of getting paid, it's gonna take a lot more than coupons to get us saved. Like it take a lot more than do-rags to get your way. Nothing sad as that day. My girl father passed away, so I promised to Mr. Rainey I'm gonna marry your daughter. And you know I gotta thank you for the way that she was brought up. And I know that you were smiling when you seen the car bought her. And you said tears from heaven when you seen my car get balled up. But I can't complain what the accident did to my left eye. Cause look what an accident did to left eye. First Aaliyah, now Romeo must die. I know I got angels watching me from the other side. I get up, 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 I get down.
We all here for a reason on a particular path. You don't need a curriculum to know that you are part of the math. Cats think I'm delirious, but I'm so damn serious. That's why I expose my soul to the globe, the world. I'm trying to make it better for these little boys and girls. I'm not just another individual. My spirit is a part of this. That's why I get spiritual. But I get my hymns from him. So it's not me, it's he that's lyrical. I'm not a miracle. I'm a heaven-sent instrument. My rhythmic regimen navigates melodic notes for your soul or your mental. That's why I'm instrumental. Vibrations is what I'm into. Yeah, I need my luba rende, but that ain't what gives me the heart of Kunta Kinte. I'm trying to give us free like Sinke. I can't stop, that's why I'm hot. Determination, dedication, motivation. I'm talking to you and my many inspirations. Will I say that I can't let you or self down? If I were on the highest cliff, on the highest rift, and you slipped off the side and clenched onto your life in my grip, I would never, ever let you down. And when these words are found, let it be known that God's penmanship has been signed with a language called love. That's why my breath is felt by the deaf, and why my words are heard and confined to the ears of the blind. I too dream in color and in rhyme. So I guess I'm one of a kind in a full house. Cause whenever I open my heart, my soul, or my mouth, a touch of God reigns out.
Take him to church. Get up, I 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 get down.
Know it, hot this storm. Started from nothing, but he got this strong. Threw the rock from a pebble, pedal rock before I met you. Pedal bikes, got my nephews pedal bikes because they special. Let you tell it, man, I'm falling well. Somebody must have caught him, cause every fourth quarter, I like the Mike Jordan them. Number one albums, what I got like four of them. More of them on the way, the eighth wonder on the way. Clear the way, I'm here to stay. Y'all can save the chitter chat, this and that, this and Jay will get you maced. When I start spitting them lyrics, niggas get very religious. 6 Hail Marys, please, Father, forgive us. Young, the Archbishop, the Pope John Paul, and y'all niggas, the way y'all all follow Jigga. Hove's a living legend, and I tell you why. Everybody wanna be Hove, and Hove's still alive.
And that was Never Let Me Down. Still one of my favorite tracks. Important to hip-hop. Important. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this week. Man, I felt like that was a good list for this week. Going forward, I'm also going to be dropping honorable mentions. Actually, you know what? I take that back. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do the honorable mentions probably before my top 10. I feel like that would be more, I think that would be better. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this list. Thank you again for tuning in. This is always a lot of fun. Next week, Saturday, is going to be, I'm going to drop the next list. And that one is going to be filled with some, probably a couple lesser known albums, but there's still going to be a lot of like beautiful works in there. And if you haven't heard a couple of them, I highly suggest that you go out and do so. Thanks again, you guys. Totally appreciate it. Make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at Reckless Effect. Follow me on Twitter, The Rex Effect. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be everywhere. Make sure you share this with your friends. Peace the fuck out.